Hi and welcome to another Counselor Power Issue podcast. Our guest today, the 2017 ASI Power Summit keynoter, Kendra Hall, is with us. Kendra, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, Kendra, we're going to talk today about your specialty, which is storytelling. And first, I think it's interesting that you've done some research, actually, about storytelling in business and organizations. What'd you find out?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. It was research on culture and storytelling. And it turns out, you know, the culture of a company, which so many people are talking about right now, because it is absolutely essential, especially as we're looking to hire and maintain great talent. The culture of a company really isn't determined or built by the handbook or the policies and procedures, or even, I mean, shocking, Google may disagree, but even the floor plan of the actual office. Turns out the culture is developed by the stories that are told. And depending on which phase of that socialization process a new member of an organization is in, the stories become even more important. So, you know, being able to tell those stories, knowing what they are, is really important to build that culture and keep great people.
Now, are you talking about leaders telling stories? Are you talking about brands telling stories? Where does that fit in with culture?
Well, you know, it's across the whole gamut, right? Okay. We have internal. So this research was on internal storytelling.
Gotcha.
So whether it was, you know, team leaders but a lot of times, you know, the employees are the ones who are telling the stories.
Gotcha.
And unless the leader has their ear to that channel, they could be missing out on some really great trends or some really important hiccups that may be coming down the road.
Now let's talk about telling good stories. So I used to work in TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were always told you tell a story within your package, your TV package, and that's what makes it really good. So, you know, in your mind, when you go out there and you tell a story, you teach people how to tell a story, what's involved? What do you have to do? Is there a checklist you have to hit each time?
Well, I do have a checklist, and of course, I don't want to give it all away.
Give me two points. Come on, Kendra, give me two.
Well, how about this? I'll say this, that, you know, it's really simple to think of a story having a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think that's the most basic framework, right? But of course, there's more to it than that. And so I have a framework where really I think where stories go wrong and where they can really go right is in that beginning, really setting the stage, making people care, because they're not going to care about what happens in the story unless they care about the characters, the situations at the very front end of that story. So I think if you're developing a story, to pay close attention, especially in business, to that beginning part, and we'll definitely talk about that at the Power Summit.
Okay, so the first minute, the first 15 seconds, like what's the critical, you know, timeline there? What do you have to hit or catch their attention in?
You know what? I don't even think it's a matter of, catching their attention like that. 15 seconds. This is going to be a little counter culture right now, but I know what we're saying, right, is
sure.
That the human attention span is shrinking. And so you have to capture people's attention because they have a shorter attention span than a goldfish. And I really think that it's not the goldfish's fault, right? We've moved into this, you know, 140 characters with 15 second video clips. And so people are only giving that much attention because our messages aren't that good.
Sure.
So if in that beginning you're focusing on drawing the listener in and telling them a story that sounds familiar to them, or that they say, oh, I actually, that triggers their brain to know that something's going to happen. I mean, you can take 30 seconds, you can take 2 minutes, you can take an hour doing that if you want. There's a difference between getting somebody's attention and having them give it to you. If they give it to you, now you've got something, and stories make that happen.
Can storytelling be taught?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the big problems and fallacies that there are out there right now, is that there's a lot of talk about storytelling, which is great for me, right? It means job security.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the approach to it is that it's the talent or an innate gift that some people have and some people don't. And it's true. We all know people, you know, great uncle Bob, who everybody would sit around the fireplace and listen to all day long.
Sure.
The good news is it's actually just like anything that has value in the marketplace. It's actually a skill. It's a skill that you can develop. There's frameworks, there's systems, there's approaches to not only putting a great story together, but knowing which stories to tell and when to use them. And I've taught anywhere from, you know, big figureheads, inspirational leaders, to very tactical, like, data SEO people, how to use stories to their advantage. So, no, I think that's a problem. It's not a talent, it's a skill, and a skill can be developed.
How about practicing Kendra storytelling? How do you do that? Do you do the old look in the mirror? Do you do it when you're in the shower? I mean, when do you practice this to get good at it? How do you do it?
Well, yeah, I think there's two parts to that question. It kind of depends on the nature of the environment in which you'll be telling the story. So one, yeah, if you're giving a big pitch or you have a big presentation coming up, I think that rehearsing the story so that you know it, you know where it's going, you know what the message you want to deliver is really important. So when I practice stories, I do. I practice it in front of the mirror. I say it in the car. You know, I work through the stories when I mow the lawn.
That's right.
So there's some... There's value in that, but also stories are really valuable in those spontaneous moments. And so, getting into the habit of using stories in networking, in conversation, having a handful of stories that, I mean, we all do that, right? You go to a dinner party, you're there with your mm-hmm. spouse, you have a little story that you guys always tell that kind of illustrates who you are as a couple or whatever it is.
Yep.
Those stories can also be developed in conversation and business, and so. Those stories, though, I don't think need to necessarily be formally practiced. They just need to be practiced in the moment and to build an awareness that that's what you're doing in those situations, telling stories.
Sure. Again, we're joined today by author and speaker Kendra Hall. Kendra, let's talk about the sales cycle. Are there really good times or really bad times to tell stories in front of clients?
Yeah, definitely. I think a great time to tell a story is in that very, you know, when you have a formal meeting, you're sitting down and you're really going to tell them, you know, you've got the appointment, this thing is happening, you're going to tell them who you are, what you do, and what it means for them. And in that moment, telling a story that really resonates with the problem that they have, that's where it has to start. And then ultimately the solution that you offer, that's if you don't do anything else, you know, if you go in with a slide deck and you've got 20 minutes and you spend 15 of it on a really great story and then here are the points, you'll have a really successful time. A really bad time to tell a story is if you're telling a story instead of listening to theirs.
Sure.
One of the really great benefits of storytelling is story sparks story. So as a salesperson in the sales process, you share a little story of yourself or your business to give them space to be able to share their version of that story. Not only will it make them feel heard, which is very important, but you're going to gain some really valuable insight as well. So good time to tell them who you are and what you're about instead of just bullet points and features and benefits. Bad time is when you're doing it instead of listening.
Yeah, that's interesting that there's sort of this back and forth in storytelling. It's not just you talking. Mm-hmm. It's listening and trying to get people to tell their stories. Kendra, at the Power Summit, there's going to be a lot of leaders of companies. And I'm interested, you know, your ideas of how these leaders can, you know, use stories to motivate people, you know, their staffers, without coming off as, you know, fake and rehearsed and this is just, you know, the guy or the gal in front. You know, how can you come across as authentic as a leader telling stories?
That is a loaded question, and there's so much to it. But I think it's really important that a problem that I see is leaders, the decision of the story to tell, right? And so they think that a story would have to be a story of the business and a story that maybe they're not even a key player in. And so it ends up not having that ring of truth. It doesn't expose any of who they are as a leader. And I think that's a huge mistake that leaders make. So one thing that they can do is when they have to deliver an important message or a difficult message or any message at all, to really take a look at the moments in their life, maybe not just in business, but also in their personal lives where they faced a similar situation, had to make similar decisions, were faced with a similar challenge, and really tell that story as a human, not as a CEO or a leader of a team, but as a person. And I think it really does start with the choice of the story that you tell. Don't be afraid. I was working with an executive one time who had to go and say, it was in the middle of the recession, and he had to give a presentation to the sales force. It was an angry group of people, right? That was not a good time to be in sales right? And he could have gotten up there and just said, rah, 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 you know, we're headed to the future, we'll get through this. And instead, he got up and told a story of one of the biggest regrets of his life, which was playing college sports, and he quit the team just a few months before they went and won the national championship game. And the important, even that, right, there's a whole beautiful story to it, which, of course, he told in depth. But the decision to get up there and share that story was a huge turning point in his career of really becoming a leader to those people.
How about outside of companies? If we talk about brands, Kendra, how can brands tell good stories, you know, stand out really in a competitive marketplace nowadays?
There's so many. Again, another loaded question. I think the first one is to, if it's a new brand, if it's a brand that's just getting started, that story of how it came to be, well, whether you're new or an established brand, that story of how it came to be is so important. That inspiration story, that founder story, that we saw this problem and we had to solve it. Now, the problem is, a lot of brands, and that's why I say, if you're a new brand, find that story, tell that story, tell it over and over and over again, and never stop telling it. The problem is, as a brand matures, they get tired of telling that startup story. And so they stop. And what they don't realize is that story needs to be told forever, you know, and it'll change, but the story of how you started is relevant no matter what. And so whether you started 100 years ago or 100 days ago, that story of the inspiration of how it got started is really important. And then the other side of that is we're in this beautiful space where there are so many opportunities for us to find our customers' stories. And I find that, you know, companies, one of the things, you know, when I go in and I speak for an audience, that's a big question, is how do we find our story? And a brand is looking for this one big story. But the reality is, brands that recognize that they are actually made up of many tiny little stories, whether it's in their walls or it's out with their customers, and those who find those stories, cultivate those stories, curate those stories, and share those stories are the ones that build storied brand and really are able to leverage the power of those individual stories.
All right, Kendra, I'm going to finish up, put you on the spot. What's your best one or two minute story? Give us something good.
You want me to tell you my best 1 or 2 minute story? Well, here's really simple. I'll give you the story, and then I'll give you the story behind the story. But, you know, I'm on a lot of calls. I'm talking to a lot of clients, and you have that first couple of minutes on a call, and you have to talk about something, right, to kind of get to know them. You're feeling each other out. And so I usually start with the weather. And so I grew up in Minnesota, but now I live in Phoenix. And so one of the stories sometimes that I tell is that, you know, if it's summertime in Phoenix, that's always a, oh man, I can't believe you're in the summer. And I say, you know, Phoenix weather is hot, but it's always really consistent. And when a storm comes through, it's a really exciting thing. And I'll never forget the first time I was out with my son. He was about 2 years old. He's 6 years old now. And I never forget, we had to go out and run an errand, and a storm came through, and there were clouds, and the sky turned dark, and the clouds were billowing above us, and you could tell it was an angry sky. Now, I grew up in the Midwest, so, and I'm an adult, so obviously I knew what this was about. But my 2-year-old got out of the car, and he stopped. He put his feet on the ground, and he looked up, and he said, "Mama, what is wrong with the sky?" Oh. And it was at that moment I realized, like, wow, I am really raising a Phoenix kid where sun is just kind of our norm. So it's a short story that I tell, right? That was 30 seconds.
Sure.
But what you could see in there, it was very visual. I'm sure you imagined clouds in the sky. You perhaps even saw your own 2-year-old.
Yep.
I know you have a 2-year-old, right?
Yep.
You saw your own 2-year-old. So right there, we're in the same place, and we all understand weather. And I know a lot of people say, don't talk about the weather, so boring. But in that moment, sharing this weather story, not only did now you know that I'm a human, you can now tell me your weather story. You know, I'm not just a salesperson, I'm a person.
Right.
You can tell me your weather story, because I'm sure you have some, don't you?
Sure.
You know? And you know that I'm a parent. Like, there's so many opportunities now for us to connect as people before we even move into why we're actually on the call, which is usually a sales conversation. So even just finding that, it's really simple, but finding that those little stories that can do so much and give the other person an opportunity to tell theirs, those are the best stories you can have. And it's about clouds in the sky. I mean, pretty simple.
Yeah, that's the word that came to my mind is connection, which is exactly what you did. And you do, I guess, over and over again when you tell that story. So some good stuff there. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Kendra Hall for being our guest today. Kendra, if people want to get more advice or reach out to you, how can they do that?
Well, you can find me online. KendraHall.com is my website. I recommend you go. There's a place on there to sign up for weekly messages. It's not just like a newsletter or a white page. I send out weekly videos where you get even more than what we're talking about right here. Of course, I'm on Twitter, Kendra M. Hall. I'm on Facebook. You can find me there. And if you want to get in touch directly, my email is Kendra@KendraHall.com. That's Kendra, of course, with an I, KINDRA@KendraHall.com.
All right. Awesome. Again, our thanks to Kendra, and we thank you for listening. I'm Dave Agnone. Have a great day.